Hi, this is John Gabriel, and welcome to Day 5 of Week 3 of the New You in the New Year 5-Week Transformational Program. So once again, we're talking about stress and working through emotional issues, and one of the things I talk about in Core Lesson 3 is something called emotional obesity. And emotional obesity is when your body actually uses weight as a form of protection. It's different than emotional eating. It's not just that you're eating, it's your body actually wants to have the extra weight as sort of a buffer between you and what would otherwise be a scary world. So how do you know if you have emotional obesity? Well, one of the ways to know if you have emotional obesity is if you can trace your weight to any specific time or event. So if you didn't have much of a weight problem, and then all of a sudden when you were, say, 35 years old, something happened, a divorce, a parent died, somebody got sick, you were in the hospital, God forbid you were abused, whatever the thing was, and then you started putting on weight, then yes, you had an emotional trauma that caused your body to react in such a way that it felt that extra weight would help keep you safe from that trauma. It's not always rational. Your body's doing everything it can to protect you, and one of the things it's doing is using excess weight. So if you have emotional issues that have caused you to gain weight, then you have what I call emotional obesity. It needs to get worked out. So the safe and protected visualization is an excellent visualization to help work through emotional issues. The tapping is really good. Also, what's really good, and we talk about this in the Core Lesson 3, is cellular release therapy or emotional release therapy. It's a type of therapy where they do a regression analysis, a very deep guided meditation that brings you back to the event that was traumatic and helps you work through it and reassociate the event so that your body no longer feels trauma by it and your body can let go of all of the pain, all the suffering, and all of the accumulated weight that your body's holding on to as a result of that trauma. There's lots of different ways to work through emotional obesity, but if you can trace your weight back to a specific event, then yes, you do have it and you very much have to work in that direction. If you have any questions about it, definitely ask me in the forums or in the classes and we'll talk about it. So that's the important thing for today, is I want you to be aware of whether or not you have emotional obesity, and if you do, finding strategies to work through it. So that's it. I hope you have a wonderful day, and definitely try some of the other suggestions we talked about this week, listening to Paul North's Safe and Protected Visualization, the Meridian Tapping, getting out and having a stress reduction break. All these different things can be really, really super effective for reducing stress and working through emotional issues. So I hope you have a wonderful day, and I'll speak to you real soon.